give you an idea how awkward I am at parties. This is a true story. I'm at one, and there's a guy there whose name I should know, but I don't know it. But I keep thinking it's Winston, you know, which is not the kind of name you want to gamble at. You know? It's a big roll of the dice. Hey, Winston! It's Beauregard. All right, see y'all later. Tell Winston I said hi, if he ever shows up. So this is true. I grabbed another friend of mine at the party, and I said, I have a weird assignment for you. I want you to, just for a second, pretend like your name is Winston. All right, you see that guy there? I want you to walk to the other side of that guy, but in a straight line past him. So I'm just looking in one direction, and then I'm going to go, hey, Winston! And if the guy in the middle goes, yeah, then you just walk away. Your assignment is complete at that point. But if the guy in the middle looks like he's confused, I need you to go, yeah? And then I'll talk to you again, I guess. I didn't plan that far ahead. So my friend thinks I'm twisty, and he's like, all right, let's do this. He walks to the other side of the guy, so I go, hey, Winston! And the guy in the middle looks like he's confused. So I look at my friend, and he says, my name's Winston. Well, terrific. I was looking for any random Winston. Your name's Winston? Come on over. Let's have a chat. I'm in the mood to talk to a Winston. In a little while, I'll be wanting to speak with a Gwendolyn. If that's your name, get ready. I'll be making the announcement shortly. I had one line and he blew it. His line was, yeah. That's all he had to yellow highlight.
Another prank. It's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show. Yeah!
You're listening to Bonersode number 14 for July 21st, 2019. I'm your host, Richard. Today's Bonersode was produced by Michael W. Thanks, Michael, for your continued support. The opening clip you heard was my favorite comedian, Brian Regan, doing the bit which was the inspiration for my alias, Winston Beauregard. I don't think I've ever mentioned that on the show. And I can't play that clip in a full episode due to copyright stuff, but I thought you supporter types might find it interesting. Anyway, I really need to poop, so let's just get to the calls.
Hello?
Hi, Penelope?
Yes?
Hey, it's your neighbor, Winston.
Okay.
And I was just calling because my boy, he was outside earlier. You know, he had a lemonade stand set up.
Okay.
And he said that when he was out there, you came over and you were talking to him for a little bit, and then you put your...
No, it wasn't me.
Well, he described you. He said it was Penelope.
I didn't see anybody out today with a lemonade stand.
Well, he said you were out there talking to him, and then you put your cigarette out in one of his cups of lemonade.
No. I don't smoke, and I didn't see your child with a lemonade stand.
So you're calling my boy a liar.
Well, I mean, if he said that, he's mistaken.
Well, I mean, he described you perfectly.
Well, I did not see a child out today. I do not smoke. I didn't speak to anybody in the community today.
Well, nothing about this adds up at all, because my boy's no liar, and he described you, and, you know...
I didn't call him a liar. I'm just saying
he's
mistaken.
Well, okay, but what else would he be if... What else would he be
he's
then?
Mistaken.
No,
he's
no, no.
Mistaken.
No, no, no. He can't be. He disgraced
Where do you live, sir? Where do you live?
I've been over here in number 27. And listen, you know, I mean, we don't have to turn this into a big deal, but I need you to apologize to me and my boy.
I did not speak to your child today.
I mean, maybe you were just, I don't know, absent-minded or something, but...
No,
I mean, it's kind of rude.
I did not speak to anyone today, and I do not smoke.
Okay, well, something's going on here. I don't know why you're lying to me, but, you know, this is ridiculous.
I'm not lying to you.
Well, you need to just fess up already, because this is getting out of hand. Like I said, it's no big deal, but just apologize.
I did not speak to your child today.
And then,
I did not even see a lemonade stand today.
And then he said, like, after he...
I don't know what you're... I think you need to apologize to me.
For what? I didn't do anything to you. I'm asking you for an apology. And he said after you put your cigarette out...
And I did not speak to your child or see your child today.
Well, okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, then he said after you put your cigarette out, you took another cup and you spit in it. When he was like, hey, don't do that. You picked up another cup and you just...
Sir, you are crazy. I would never, ever do such a thing.
I'm not the one that's... All right, who is that in the background?
That's her husband, and I'm listening.
Okay, well, you need to shut your mouth, because this is between me and Penelope, all right?
No.
Hello, Penelope?
I don't go by Penelope. That is not my name.
Well, that's just the name that I know you by, okay? I mean, it's not like we're best friends or something. I don't know you.
I've never met you before.
Okay, yeah, well, then how the hell should I know what you go by if we never met?
I have no idea.
Well, listen, since you hung up on me, I went ahead and told my son, little Marky, that he can go ahead and just come over and take a dump on your doormat.
Wow.
So, you can just look out for that.
Sick. You are a sick individual.
You're sick. He's a 10-year-old boy, and you're putting cigarettes out. And you know
like
he
that?
Has cancer. Why are you smoking around him anyways?
I don't smoke.
He's trying to raise money for, you know, his cancer treatment.
Don't call me again, ever.
I'm not going to call you again.
Hello?
Hi, Thomas?
Yes?
Hey, it's your mailman, Mr. Ramsey.
The mailman?
Yeah. Hey, sorry to call you so late, but I was just calling because I noticed that your mailbox was out of compliance.
What?
Your mailbox. It wasn't properly ventilated. And so I'm just going to let you know that tomorrow when I deliver your mail, I'm just going to bring some tools with me and make a few adjustments.
You must have somebody the wrong. Our mailman is female.
Oh, no. No,
I recently replaced her.
She's
an American.
No, I recently replaced her. She's on a new route. I just took over today, actually, and that's why I'm calling, because I noticed that your mailbox...
How'd you get my number?
Oh, we have everyone, like our route, we just have it on file. And yeah, so tomorrow when I come out, I'm just going to be doing a few adjustments. Shouldn't take me more than, a half hour, maybe an hour.
In what respect is my mailbox out of compliance?
Well, for one, it wasn't properly ventilated.
What do you mean ventilated?
You know, like it doesn't have, you know, like air holes.
Just kidding me. I'm sorry. I don't recognize any of this.
Oh, no. No, but it
sounds like a crank call to me.
Oh, no, definitely not. And it's, you know, it's not going to...
Since when does a mailbox have to be ventilated?
Oh, you know, it's all part of the new, you know, this latest code. I mean, you should have heard about it. It's been in place for maybe almost a year now. But like I said, it's no big deal. I'll take care of it.
Yeah, I'm not talking anymore to you. I'm sorry.
Hello?
Hi, Sue?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Mr. Ramsey with the post office.
What? I can't hear you.
It's Mr. Ramsey. I'm your mailman.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just calling because I forgot to let you know that tomorrow a crew is going to be coming out to remove your mailbox.
Why?
The other day when I was delivering your mail, I noticed that there was a nest of Kuluyaku in your mailbox.
What?
You know, it's that endangered bird around here. And
I've never heard of that.
Oh, yeah. It's been in the newspapers for a while now. So I saw, like, there was a nest in there, so I reported it to my manager. And, yeah, it turns out that we have to... You know, we had to file that with the local bird commission thing. And, yeah, they're going to be coming out tomorrow just to remove your whole mailbox.
Well, are they going to replace it?
No. They got to get it out of there because, you know, it's endangered and all that. And they can't disturb the nest itself.
Well, now, I've looked in the mailbox. I don't see anything.
Yeah, no, it's in there. Like, they come and go, you know? Like, that's their home, like they where they return to after they go foraging. So, yeah, they're going to be coming out and just removing it to a safe place. And, yeah, you'll have to, you know, you'll have to get a replacement box. But in the meantime, you know, if you want your mail, you'll just have to come into the post office.
Well, that is just ridiculous.
Well, you know, it's to save the Kuluyaku, because they're on the brink, you know, of extinction.
Hmm. Well, I've just never heard of anything like that.
No, you gotta open up a newspaper.
I don't see why they can't just clean out my mailbox.
Because they
leave it the way it is.
Well, because they made it their home, you know, like that's their natural habitat now. So it's kind of like your mailbox has been declared a wildlife refuge. And then, yeah, you'll just need to come out of pocket and, you know, get a new mailbox. But in the meantime, you know, you can just come into the office here and we'll have your mail.
Okay.
And, yeah, the crew will be out there between, like, 7 and 8 in the morning. They'll be out there working on getting that out of there.
All right.
Also, I told the crew that while they're out there working, that they could go ahead and just come in and use your restroom.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, you know, because Jerry, he's got the IBS, and so he's got to go to the bathroom, you know, more frequently than normal. So I told him that, you know, it probably wouldn't be a problem if he just, you know, came in and used your restroom.
Well, we'll see about that. I don't know that I want anyone coming in my house that I don't know.
Well, I mean, he's got a disability, man. You can't turn him away. That's a violation of the Disabilities Act. Like, under law, you're required to let him in and let him use your bathroom.
Well.
And he could be in there a while. You know, he gets kind of backed up. So you might want to just make sure you have some, you know, some reading material, magazines of some kind. I know you don't read the newspaper, but maybe you have a New Yorker or something lying around. Reader's Digest.
I don't know. I think this is a scam.
Oh, how would it be a scam? I'm not asking you for any information.
Well,
I mean, you don't sound very well educated. You don't know what's going on in the news, and now you're saying this is a scam?
Hey, hello.
Hi, Dave?
Yes.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Winston. Dave?
Yes.
Well, you didn't say anything.
Well, I'm trying to put your name to a face.
Oh, I don't think we've ever met face-to-face or anything. But
The
reason I'm calling is my son was outside. You know, he had a lemonade stand set up earlier. And
okay.
He said that you came over and you were talking to him for a little bit. And then you put a cigarette out in one of his lemonade cups.
Well,
and I was just kind
of
hoping
out of the house all day today, so I don't know what's going on.
Well, he described you perfectly.
Well, it wasn't me, I can guarantee you that.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, there's no need to, you know, lie about it or anything. It's no big deal, but I'm just kind of hoping you'll apologize to my son.
Well, I'm not going to apologize for something I didn't do.
Well,
if you want to give me your name and address, I will. And what I'd like you to do, if you think I did that, call the police and tell them and have them come and see me.
Well, it's not a police matter. I'm just looking for an apology.
That is.
No, it's not. You put a cigarette out in his cup. It's not a crime. It's just an asshole move.
Right, which I didn't do, and I don't appreciate being accused of it.
Well, okay, so you're a dick to my son, and now you're going to lie and be a dick to me.
Yeah, that's right. Just call the cop.
It's not a police matter, you stupid idiot. Just apologize.
I dare you to call the cops.
I'm not going to call the cops, you dumb motherfucker. Just apologize. Just own up to it. Be a man.
Yeah. Call the cops, you dumb motherfucker.
Hey, tell that bitch in the background to shut her mouth.
Bye.
I'm definitely going to call you again.
Hello?
Oh, who's this? Where's Dave at?
Dave is not available. Can I help you?
Oh, what is he, hiding? Being a coward?
Do you know who you're talking to?
Well, I was talking to Dave, but he pussed out and he hung up. I was just trying to get an apology because he put a cigarette out in one of my son's lemonade cups.
Well, what Dave are you looking for? Because, for one, Dave hasn't been out of the house all day.
Oh, bullshit, lady.
I've been here all day taking care of him. I've been here sick. The only time we've gone out is when we have taken care of the dog, taken the dog out. We haven't.
Oh, so suddenly the story's changing. First he wasn't out at all, and now all of a sudden he's out walking the dog. Here we go. It's all coming crystal clear now. And my son, he said that after he put the cigarette out.
The dog.
He said that
I'm in here. I'm watching the dog.
Hey, listen. Don't speak. Don't speak until I give you permission. I haven't given you permission to speak. I'm the man, and I'm talking, okay? You have to listen to me. So my son, he said that after. Just calm down. Just calm your tits. He said that after he put the cigarette out, and my son was like, hey, you can't do that. Then he got another cup, and he spit into it. Like, what kind of asshole is he anyways?
Well, all I could tell you is, when did this happen? Because we haven't been anywhere.
It was earlier today. Look, I don't know the exact time. I go to work. I work for a living, unlike you people.
I work for a living as well.
Yeah, whoop-de-doo.
I've been here visiting. I know for a fact he hasn't left the house.
You should be in the kitchen.
Who are you? Because I don't really know who you are.
My name's Winston. So you're saying Dave stays home and you go work? Kind of upside down family is this?
My dad is old. My dad is 80 years old, so he can't work. And two, I'm 40, so I can.
Yeah, well, your dad's a dick.
I don't know who you think you are or who you think you're talking to, but if you have a problem...
Well, you haven't told me your name.
Police, or if you are it, or please,
it's not a police. It's not a police matter. What he did isn't against the law. It's just an asshole move.
You live in our association. File a complaint.
No, that's silly. There's nothing. There's no rules.
That's not silly.
There's no rules about not being an asshole. I'm just asking him not to be an asshole.
Either file. That's the best way to do it.
You keep saying the same shit over and over. You're a broken record. Hey, I'm just going to have my son come over and take a dump in front of your door. That's all. And then we'll call it even, okay?
Do you even know where we live?
Yeah, you're in 34.
So all right. Well, if you do show up, sir, I will be contacted.
I'm not coming over. My son is. He's going to take a giant shit right on your doorstep.
Well?
Because I've been feeding him, you know, like refried beans and candy all day. So, you know, it's going to come out sideways. Gonna be a big mess.
No, that's fine. I'll be contacted.
No, you won't. Don't do that. That's stupid. I wish I could have listened along with you to those calls, but it takes me forever to wipe. Thanks again to Michael W. for producing the show. I'm going to try getting another full episode out before the end of the month, but I haven't been feeling well lately. I think Olga is putting something in my food, so if you don't hear from me next week, you know what happened. Tell the world my story, everyone. Bye. Did you need me to come over and give you a nice hand job?